known throughout the world for many of his activities, both financial and also as a philanthropist. One of the things he has done is to provide financial support for a large number of the students who attended the workshop prior to this conference. And could I ask the instructors and the students who attended that workshop to stand, because I would like Mr. George Soros to see what his activities supported. I cannot guarantee everyone is here, but you will see before you a list of the people who put the effort in and benefited from the instruction. Thank you very much for that. Well, George Soros was born in Budapest, Hungary in 1930. He emigrated to England in 1947 and graduated from the London School of Economics in 1952. In 1956, he moved to the United States. Many of you will know that his activities there have been highly successful. He clearly must have been very well taught at the London School of Economics. And he has shown a certain amount of financial acumen. He is the president of the Soros Fund Management and the chief investment advisor to the Quantum Fund. This is a $10 billion international investment fund, which is generally recognized as having had the best performance record in the world during its 25-year history. We should be very pleased that this has been so successful, because he has used a great deal of his personal wealth to support a number of activities. He founded the Open Society Fund in 1979, the Soros Foundation of Hungary in 1984, the Soros Foundation of the Soviet Union in 1987. He now has a network of foundations operating in 22 countries throughout Central and Eastern Europe, as well as South Africa. Again, I may be out of date. It may have grown in the time since this note was produced. These foundations are helping to build an infrastructure and institutions of an open society through the support of a variety of educational, cultural, and economic restructuring activities. He is the founder of the Central European University in Budapest and Prague, so he has a personal involvement with this historic city. He offers, through this activity, postgraduate programs in history, in economics, in political science, in history of art, and social sciences. And it serves as the centerpiece of his educational activities in Eastern Europe. He has produced a number of articles on the political and economic changes in Eastern Europe and the former Soviet Union. He is the author of a number of books, including The Alchemy of Finance, Opening the Soviet Systems, and Underwriting Democracy. He has been awarded a number of honors, amongst them doctoral degrees in the New School of Social Research in New York and the University of Oxford in 1980, as well as from Budapest Universities of Economics and Yale University in 1991. He is, as I've said, a household name. He is an extremely busy man, and we are truly delighted and honored that he has spared time to come and address us today. Please welcome Mr. George Soros.